My turn now. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
From the Fox News Channel, Shannon Bream is joining us. She has been at the Supreme Court all day, as this is the last day of the session, essentially, for the Supreme Court justices. And they handed down the rest of the rulings they were working on. The one that was awaited, obviously, by pro and anti-abortion forces was the Texas ruling. That came back in favor of advocates for abortion rights. I don't know, it was 5-3, and I kind of expected that to go closer to 4-4, but a bit of a surprise there, I think, Shannon.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We knew that that Justice Scalia missing would definitely make a difference in the potential outcome of the case. And all eyes were on Justice Kennedy because we knew then that he would probably be the swing with just the 8 votes there.
Right.
And he was. I mean, he sided with the more liberal wing of the court, and that got you to 5-3 and a win for pro-choice.
Yeah.
You saw the people celebrating the pro-choice advocates outside the court, very happy about it. What does it ultimately mean, though? It struck down those laws that would have made it more difficult to operate an abortion clinic. Isn't that right, Shannon?
It did. And, you know, it was very spirited out here at times. Both sides, hundreds of people, I would estimate, on both sides showed up today here to demonstrate, to protest, and eventually, as you mentioned, the pro-choice folks, when they won, to celebrate as well. And essentially what happens is they say not only is this a win for them in Texas, but they think that they're going to take it much further because they feel emboldened that they can now go after similar laws in other states, regulations that restrict some access to abortion. And so they feel buoyed by this and say it's just the beginning, that they have many more states that they're going to go after. And, you know, even one group said to me today that they are planning to try to go after the Hyde Amendment, which is a federal measure that bans the use of taxpayer money for abortion. So they're very fired up and feel like today is just a springboard to further victories for their side.
All right, this is the other decision today that I think has incredible reverberation for people in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Is this McConnell vacating. Vacation's a different deal.
Well, it could be a vacation.
Might be a vacation for him now.
Exactly. This is the governor.
He's going to Disney World.
The governor of Virginia, who was convicted of receiving gifts in consideration for some of the things he did as governor, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's essentially what it was. And he didn't receive cash necessarily, but he did, at least according to his conviction, but he did receive things like Rolexes and Ferraris and other things.
Rounds of golf.
Right.
And, yeah, and things for his wife as well.
And they an 8-0 decision, that's everybody sitting on the Supreme Court.
How about that?
Ruled to vacate his convictions. Now,
oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Explain.
Oh, I was just going to say, when they had the arguments back in March, we came out of there, really, those of us who sat through the argument, thinking he could win unanimously because there was so much skepticism on the bench from nearly every justice saying, we're not questioning whether this behavior is maybe unethical or questionable, but if we're going strictly by a legal standard, this statute is just too vague. What did he do? Did it equate to, quote, official action? He hosted some things at the mansion. He hosted luncheons. You know, he made a couple phone calls. He never asked a state agency to step in and do anything official. He never did anything that required, you know, an official signature from him. So the court wasn't convinced that it amounted to official action, and that's what they decided today, 8-0.
It's interesting because it certainly makes us think of our own governor, former governor Blagojevich, who's behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
A corruption case also, and if with this case saying that the federal government went too far to prosecute a state official for taking gifts or in corruption cases, you wonder what kind of effect it'll have on other cases that are out there or convictions that are currently in place.
Yeah, because they're so fact-specific and, you know, you've got, in some cases, recorded phone calls where somebody's saying, you give me this, I'll give you that, and they go through with it. I think the court would be willing in that case to see that as a quid pro quo or something for something. But in a case like this, they just said it didn't rise to that level. But you got to think that there are going to be many other folks who've been convicted under these statutes that are going to want another bite at the apple, or people who are facing prosecution at this point to say, hold on a minute, look what the Supreme Court did here. Maybe it's time to rewrite the statute, and that's up to Congress.
Yeah.
So well, it's just fascinating.
Right. And Rob Blagojevich just goes like, hey, what about our guy?
But
14 years.
The court already said they weren't going to hear it.
Well, his attorney, Lynn Goodman, right, is saying that, mm-hmm. that he doesn't think it will have any impact, but you never know. No, they got to tell Rod it's going to be okay. And then the last piece I think that's important here, Shannon, is the Supreme Court upheld the reach of U.S. gun bans for domestic violence convicts.
Yeah, there were a couple of men who challenged this. They had been convicted of misdemeanor assault charges related to domestic violence, and they ended up getting in trouble for some other things, and the authorities figured out that they had guns in their possession. And they said, listen, there's a federal law here that says that you should not have these guns in your possession after this misdemeanor domestic assault charge and conviction. But they both tried to argue that it was about intent, that they didn't have the requisite intent under those convictions. And the court said today, it doesn't matter. These were convictions for domestic violence. 6-2 opinion, you guys can't possess guns.
Yeah, it was the argument about guys who go, you know, it, as opposed to somebody who is a serial abuser of their spouse, as to somebody who would be convicted of a reckless misdemeanor who had, in the heat of an argument, there had been, you know, pushing or shoving or a slap or a punch, whatever it happened to be. And that, so these guys were making the plaintiffs here were making the argument that, hey, that's anything can happen in the heat of an argument. And the Supreme Court justices went, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, we don't think you should have guns. That's basically the bottom line on that ruling.
Sounds like sounds like you're in a bad situation there, and a gun probably doesn't make it better. but now, how much does that open up this notion now that that Congress is dealing with about being able to restrict gun rights to people who would be on a terror watch list? Because it's not a conviction; that's an assumption.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole different ball of wax when you have that whole due process argument about. You know, we joke all the time. One of my colleagues, one of our contributors, Steve Hayes, who's on Fox all the time. I mean, he was on the watch list for a while. One of the Supreme Court justices was on a watch list for a while. So, you know, you can end up on these things, and it's not always easy to get off. And sometimes, most of the time, you don't know, even if you are a quote-unquote innocent, you know, person who has zero ties to terrorism. Now, listen, they're going to say that's a fraction of a percent, but it still means that innocent people are on the list. Then, you know, you jump the next step with due process. Right. That's a whole other conversation.
Right. And that's a conversation that even goes beyond gun rights, right? That's the thing is people get very, you know, people are very conflicted about guns themselves. But if you start to think about, all right, restricting somebody's access to a constitutional right, as it's currently interpreted.
I mean,
right,
you know, pick one.
Right. Some bureaucracy decided that they could. Now, all of a sudden, you got an Orwellian mess on your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I almost have to wonder if that was something that, and this is a complete guess here, that Justice Thomas was referring today to in his dissent in the abortion case. He said, the court has simultaneously transformed judicially created rights like the right to abortion into preferred constitutional rights while disfavoring many of the rights actually enumerated in the Constitution.
Right.
Now, we don't know what he was thinking about, but that was the first thing that popped into my mind. I wonder if that's what he means.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, thank you very much.
Thank you, Shannon.
I know this is a crazy busy day for you out there.
Totally.
Always great to talk with you.
Thank you very much. Shannon
Bream,
Fox News Channel. Thanks, Spike.
I'm just happy it wasn't all 4-4 decisions, you know, because of the court situation, the makeup of the court now without a ninth justice.
How about that 8-0, though?
I know. Whoa. For McDonald, the governor of Virginia?
Yeah, Governor Rolex over there. Getting the Supreme Court to go, yeah, you can do whatever you want. Hey, you're good to go.
Okay.
If you're Blagojevich, you're doing the happy dance all day today.
Either
all right.
That or you're like the confused dance. What the heck is going on? Why am I here with 14 years and he's there?
You know, a guy like Blagojevich has already folded up all of his clothes and he plans to hand them back to the warden right now. I'd like to see the warden, please. I'd like to give these back because I'm leaving any
second
now. Call
the Supreme Court.
Right.
They'll tell you.
It may not be. Let me read the whole thing. I think my name is in here. All right. Judy's got the WGN news in 2 minutes. And then we'll explain the Brexit thing. What happened to your stock markets over this weekend? And why? And Rahm is doing something really funny. Really funny that could cost Chicago taxpayers gazillions. And we will explain.